Hey, everybody. It's Thursday night, and here we are in the middle of a heated discussion about hexagons.
Hexagons are serious business.
They are. We were talking about a... oh, man. Imagine a roguelike on a hex map.
Christ.
Like trying to do an isometric game on a hex grid. But I guess, like, Civilization is an isometric perspective on a hex grid.
Fallout
was?
Mm-hmm.
Was it on a hex?
Oh, it was.
Yes.
It was, right. I would have loved Fallout if it had not been for the...
hexagons?
For the, the combat.
Really?
It was too slow-paced.
Hmm.
Like, the thing is, I like really abstracted combat, right? Like, I don't tend to enjoy role-playing games where you have, like, a distance to a monster that you have to manage, right?
So by abstracted, you mean, like, simplified?
Well, yeah, sure, but I guess that...
But you're talking about, like, YouTube Troublemakers, where the combat was all very, very, very weird. I don't know if any of you played that.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
The combat was there.
YouTube Troublemakers?
No, Yuke Troublemakers.
Yuke Troublemakers.
Yeah,
wow. Somebody made
an
RPG about YouTube.
It was
YouTube
a weird, poorly translated version of a Japanese game for the Nintendo 64.
I see.
Yeah, okay.
And the combat was very weird.
Speaking of weird combat, have you been reading Play This Thing?
No.
It's neat. Somebody linked it to us. They reviewed us. It's Greg Costigan. He's
What's the name of it again?
PlayThisThing.com, I think. Greg Costigan is the guy who made the Tune pen and paper RPG, but he theoretically
did a lot of paranoia stuff.
Oh, right, that's true. Yeah. I remember seeing it because I remember every time I see a copy of that paranoia source book, I pick it up and flip through to the part that you wrote. I never buy it. You know, if you got any royalties from it...
I still haven't read the entire thing.
If you got any royalties from it, I would buy it. But we still need to set up the forum-based paranoia game. We need to play paranoia with you GMing it very slowly. Come on, you could GM it. No, seriously, like, you know, 12-hour turns or whatever.
You could do it as a nomic, actually. That might be interesting.
I don't know how a nomic works in a forum.
Basically the same as it works anywhere else.
I don't know.
Except there's lots of drama. Except for the fact that there's a lot of drama and like passive aggressiveness.
Right.
Depends on the type.
Flaming.
Yeah, flaming.
If you were playing in the paranoia forum games, you know, you would just end up trolling everybody.
Yeah. I'd be under a bridge. It would be great.
I've often thought that if we played a game of paranoia in the wiki, that it would encourage everybody to check the wiki all the time, right? Because we would want to.
I check it every day, sometimes twice.
Sure, so do I. But I mean, it's weird that, you know, right now is a period of time where you and I are checking it every day, and then 6 months from now, you know, Scully and Riff will be checking it every day, and you and I will be ignoring it. That's we never seem to all get on that ball at the same time.
When you added the notifications thing, that really helped.
I know, and that's that. Beyond that, like, I mean, because it's one thing, you know, I can go in and ping stuff, you know, remind people to check it, or they know whenever I've assigned extra work or something. But you know, the paranoia game might also be fun.
Yeah.
You should GM a paranoia game in the wiki.
In a wiki, I could probably GM. The problem I have with GMing is that I'm terrible at improvisation.
Yeah, but it's...
But
it's,
yeah,
it's
in a wiki.
Yeah, I mean, you know...
You can go back and slyly edit things that you said.
Yes.
It's like, fuck!
Yeah,
history revisionism, that's
all
perfect for paranoia.
Yeah. anyway, where was I going with this?
Clones?
Greg Costigan, weird combat. Oh, right. There was a game... And it was, I did not enjoy it at all, but I enjoyed the idea of it. It was like Dangerous High School Girls in Trouble. It's an RPG that's set up like a Victorian board game, sort of.
Oh, is it the one where you slap people in combat?
No. That's a different thing. That's that slap fight game.
Oh,
or whatever.
Right.
What this is it's like a 20s era, like Prohibition era school for girls, where instead of like strength and agility and stuff, you have these four abilities that I don't remember what they are, like rebelliousness and
popularity,
yeah, and that are represented by like
pettishness,
that are represented by club, heart, spade, diamond, which was interesting, right? And then instead of combat, there are just all these mini games that rely on your stats. Like, there's one where you try and figure out somebody's secret. And the way that that minigame works is that for every point of, like rebelliousness is the spade or whatever. For every point of rebelliousness you have, you get one spade, you know. So you end up with this just list of sort of icons that are your arsenal. And then every word in a sentence is replaced by one suit icon at random. And you reveal words in the sentence by spending your icons to reveal individual words.
Huh.
You know, so there's some strategy involved. Like, you try and do it, you know, if you know that the next word is going to be a or the, you're pretty sure you'll be able to pick that out of a list of four words, which is what it does if you try and guess a word. So, you know, you'll pick a different point in the sentence to reveal something. So that's one of the mini games. There's one where you have to play some shell game that I don't understand how it works or how it is that you're actually able to influence the outcome. There's an insult sword fighting thing that is also, I don't really understand how your stats. That's the danger in doing anything weird, doing anything beyond just the regular, like, hit a monster with a sword thing, is that we have a pretty good idea in our heads of, like, okay, so this is what my strength stat does. It allows me to hit things harder with this sword.
Yeah.
You know?
What's the name of this game?
It's Dangerous High School Girls in Trouble.
Christ, that sounds like some sort of porno.
The Kentucky Fried Movie reference is not unnoticed nor unappreciated. Is neither unnoticed nor appreciated. Nor unappreciated.
Once more with
you. Works on a Mac. That shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There's a Mac version?
Yeah.
Huh. I'll be damned.
Is there a PS3 version? I saw one of those programs that you can run to donate your unused CPU cycles to, you know, charity or whatever. They have a version that, or one of those had a version that was running on a PS3.
Huh, that's kind of interesting, actually. Just paving the way for some enormous botnet of PS3s.
Pretty much.
It's weird that, like, people's consoles are just constantly connected to the internet now.
Yeah.
Pretty soon our refrigerators will be ordering extra ice cubes for us when we run out.
Man, I need, like, 4 extra ice cubes. I don't know what I'm going to do, man.
Yeah. We'll get them delivered from the store. That was the thing that I never understood about that. It was some commercial. It was some GE commercial. Like, your refrigerator will know when you're out of something and order some more. Like, yeah. And,
yeah,
what if and grocery
yeah,
stores
what if
will
I
all
don't
begin
want
delivering.
Anymore
yeah,
I
actually, yeah. Back when I was living with my parents, one time we tried the local grocery store's food delivery service, and this just incredibly old man came in a van and, like, just sort of creeped up our steps, you know, sighing in pain with every step, and we're kind of like.
Yeah.
And then we never did it again.
We did it once here. Albertsons, for a while, had a delivery service. That there was one in our neighborhood that did it. So it was fairly limited coverage, but they did ours, and we just, like, went on there and ordered a bunch of groceries. The guy showed up. It was some, you know, guy that was super enthusiastic about his grocery delivery job. And I tried to, you know, we bought, like, $200 worth of groceries or something, and I tried to give him $5. And he was like, no, 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 they pay me. He wouldn't let me tip him $5.
Wow.
I'm like, okay, dude. But then that Albertsons went out of business, and the other Albertsons doesn't do the delivery, so we never got to do it again. Sometimes, you know, it would be handy if you could order groceries and have them delivered to you in, like, 15 minutes, you know?
Yeah.
I would do that. I would pay an extra $20 for that, right? To just not have to go to the store for something that I need right now.
Yeah, for,
but,
like if all of a sudden you had a craving for deviled eggs and didn't have any of the ingredients or something.
Yeah.
You could get some paprika delivered.
Yeah.
Yeah, paprika and some deviled eggs.
they keep it on the shelves and boxes now, right?
They, you know, I've been seeing them in delis, like just containers filled with deviled eggs, but they're never particularly good.
I wouldn't imagine that they would be. It's just like deviled egg yolk crap, just like in a jar.
They're sort of pasty. It's the stuff is, the filling is not at all creamy like good deviled egg filling.
Hmm.
I should, you know, I did learn how to make deviled eggs at some point. I remember making a batch of deviled eggs.
The Eggwood cookbook has what looks like a good recipe in it, but I haven't tried it yet.
Well, yeah. So, yeah, that's the kind of thing that we've been talking about. We're talking about hex grids and how I hate them, because I like being able to go north and west. Instead of just like, okay, you can go north, you can go northwest by north, you can go southwest by south, or you can go south. I guess it would be like southwest by west, and northwest by west. I don't know what I don't know which one of those things is like 60 degrees from north.
I have no idea. I would have said northwest and just ate the anal retentiveness on that one.
Yeah, well, I can't avoid it. Invariel wrote a while back, how about items that prevent specific status effects for a short amount of time? Say, an item with 5 turns of poison resistance or immunity. I sometimes wish that we had, in this game, some broad categories of things that can go wrong with the player.
Yeah, World of Warcraft has that sort of thing with, like, poisons, magic, disease.
Yeah, curses, and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're called the spell types.
Right.
Internally. Yeah.
We kind of... And you know, most... Like, Final Fantasy does. You know, we with the soft green echo eye drop antidote, sort of made fun of that. But, like, now it would be interesting... It would be an interesting mechanical juncture.
I mean, it wouldn't be that difficult to add the spell types to the existing effects.
No, they have them.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
Hot Stuff and I did that. We went through all of the... When we were in... I think it was when we were in Belgium. And we were like...
Belgium sucks.
Belgium. And we were sitting in a hotel.
And eating waffles and just like, we should add categories to effects.
No, because we were just sitting around talking about... I think we both had a list. We were both looking at a list of all the monsters and just brainstorming negative status effects that they could give you. Mm-hmm. The trouble is, I don't really like monsters giving you a lot of negative status effects in this game because, you know, this game is supposed to be easy. And, like, doing that is kind of... It'd be neat if there were effects that were really harmful to people who were playing really optimally, but that normal people didn't really care about. Well, but no. I mean, it's an extra... You know, because, okay, an effect that is funny to everybody, right? And an effect that is debilitating, if it's only debilitating to people who...
I mean, you can make things take away adventure chance. Poison that just makes you smell bad.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Like a disease that canceled out... Non-combat or plus non-combat would be interesting.
It was also, you know, a noob would, I mean, if it just canceled it out, a noob wouldn't care because they wouldn't know what, you know, these modifiers did.
Yeah, they would just think that it was. They would just think that.
And then
you have
to take a soft echo eye drop green blue forest antidote.
Right, sure. Which those are like a cure all, but you know we could have some sort of thing that cures disease, you know, an item that cures diseases.
We could just nerf echo eye drops and just make them only, you know, cancel out certain types of things.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean that we what's some other stuff? You know, the disco naps and the tongues cure some bad effects, but not others. And they now it's these sort of broad categories of bad effects.
Or like a buff, a player could cure a disease on someone else.
Yeah.
Like a pasta mancer can cure diseases with his noodles or whatever.
That's something that we don't have any healing skills that work on other players, which we've never really needed it because there was no, you know, there's not really any reason for it. But, I mean, it would, if it had been built into the game to begin with, it would be interesting. You know, if every zone had, you know, if half of the monsters in every zone were apt to give you some sort of negative status effect, and it was just part of the game, instead of it being something that goes in now and makes everything a lot harder.
Yeah.
Like...
That's true, yeah. You know.
And I also wish that... And I probably eventually ought to do this. I've been messing around with some code where I was just sort of experimenting with a way of storing a fight, right? Where it is just a player ID and then a list of variables and their values, just a text file that just has array keys and the values of them, right?
Uh-huh.
So it puts, you know, the name of the monster you're fighting, the description of the monster you're fighting, and then that way we can, you know, in that code, if I want, like, a debuff, I can just put the debuff in the fight. It doesn't, if it doesn't apply outside the fight, right? This wouldn't work in like a persistent thing, but in a thing where it's like you have all of your hit points, you go into a fight and you start with all your hit points and all your mana, And, you know, you can cast a buff on yourself, but you won't have it next fight if you do it. But
yeah, I was thinking that you could, well, you could do that with, like, buffs that only last, or effects that only lasted one turn.
Right, which there is a ton of stuff that is using the flag table in fight right now that really doesn't need to, and it's kind of a pain in the ass. I'm considering adding a text field to the fight table, right, where it, and I wrote a bunch of code for this just to play with it, like, it will take a comma-separated list of, like, words and then values in parentheses and just create an array that is indexed by the word and contains the value in the parentheses, right? So then, mm-hmm. you know, if is set fight properties blind,
yeah.
then the monster is blind and is bad. As opposed to, you know, if the player has the flag that indicates that they have blinded the monster... That flag then gets deleted at the end of every combat. There's just I've started doing a lot of per round effects over the last year in combat, and
everything's hard coded.
Yeah, everything is hard coded as flags. What would be nice is if you know we could, you could add a debuff and something about the name of the debuff told the fight code that it needed to decrement it every combat round.
You can just do like you can just. Prepend it with a like you know
deck underscore
yeah.
or whatever yeah no exactly I like it would be nice to have that little bit of flexibility in the existing fight code the ability to like
yeah. I mean we can just have it like a fight flags table
yeah I thought about that too but it's already the thing is the code is already updating the fight table so just storing because it's not that much data right so storing a text field. In the fight table that just had all that and pretended like it was another database table, basically.
You use serialize and unserialize to make it really simple.
Oh, yeah. I did not know that that was, I did not know that that existed. I mean, I just sort of wrote something that exploded it based on new lines, you know, or whatever. Yeah.
But, you know, if you serialize and it takes care of all the gotchas that you may throw in later just due to you forgetting that where the gotchas are.
Yeah. I wonder how much savings we could end up with in the fight script if we did something like that. Or, and how much sort of future stuff we could do without it being a giant pain in the ass.
Hard to say.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you know, there is that list of fucking stuns, you know?
Yeah.
There's all this code where it's like, all right, there are now 20 different ways to stun a monster in combat.
Yeah.
And there's just this big list, whereas if we did it such that whenever you stunned a monster, it added a property to the fight that said, you know, swamp gas stun, and then it added a fight that was swamp gas stun message.
Hmm. Or just stun and stun message, and then, you know...
Sure. I mean, you can have multiple stuns at the same time, which is a little strange.
Have a stuns array.
Sure. But yeah, just some way of being able to sort of generalize weird stuff that happens in fights makes it easier for us to put weird stuff in fights. I don't know. I don't know that it's worth it. You know, it's not that hard. Whenever I add a new thing, it just makes the fight script very sprawly.
And given that our bottleneck is CPU usage right now, I'm sure that any optimization in that department would not go unnoticed.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really strange. Something that C.D. Moyer pointed out today that if we're not... And I don't know, Geff didn't seem to think that this was... that we would end up with any particular savings by using one of those precompilers where it... Mm-hmm. it whenever the file gets updated on disk, it compiles it into bytecode that then gets executed, so the PHP compiler doesn't have to run every single time a script is called.
Yeah.
Because the fight script is fucking half a meg
yeah,
of source
it's
code.
It's pretty
now,
ridiculous.
Even with all the new lines stripped out and all the white space. So, yeah, that's...
I mean, part of that is the fact that every combat item is hard-coded.
Yeah. Yep, you know, which, again, we could have a table that was list of evaled code that combat items used.
Yeah.
You know, which...
I mean, you know, oh, imagine that, like, you know, 85% of that could be abstract to do, you know.
Skills could probably be done the same way, but at the same time, you know, there are so many exception cases, especially for combat items, like the shit that lets you run away for free, like, that code is handled in a totally different place than the rest of the items.
Yeah.
It's messy.
Fight script is a pain in the ass. Outfits are a pain in the ass, but they aren't anymore.
Yeah, not anymore. Outfits are...
Are almost that. You just need to make sure that it's, you know, not going to...
Safe.
Yeah, to make sure it's safe. I think it is.
Fred Levi said on Monday, okay, I had the perfect question, but I forgot it. Well, we had the perfect answer, but we forgot it, so... Fred Levi also says, there should be a pickle quest Oh man, I played a lot of Pickle Quest back when I was back when I had my 8088 with a 5 1/4 inch floppy drive. Oh wait, that was Space Quest. Let's see. Oh yeah, God, we found out about that fucking Super Luigi Galaxy. That just hurts my asshole to think about.
What is that?
Super Mario Galaxy, if you get 100% of the stars, it unlocks Super Luigi Galaxy, which is the same game over again, except you're Luigi.
They did that with Super Mario 1. I don't see where the big problem is.
Yeah. He plays differently, apparently. And then you get all the stars with Super Luigi, and then you're done with the game.
God.
He's been playing it.
Yeah. I think I've got all of, like, a dozen stars so far.
Yeah, I still haven't picked it up again since the first fucking Manta surfing experience.
Oh, right, yeah.
I've yet to play it.
It's pretty good once you get used to the controlling.
It looks like a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't find it that hard to control, well, the game in general. It's the surfing that was...
And what would a Mario game be without surfing? I mean, come on. Seriously, guys.
Well, weird. So, ACM says, a little more, oh, wait. The cold shoulders and frozen soul effects do only last one round, and only during the current fight, even if you obtain them with your last hit, which might be a bug. Further, you get MP back based on the damage of your next hit of the monster, i.e. the immediate next round of the same adventure, not some arbitrary future point. That should actually not be the case. He says, okay, a little more spading indicates the source of my confusion about splashes. If you're using a hot or cold spellbook so that all of your spells are the same element, then you have just one round to cash in on your MP return. If you're using undirected spell types, then it can come back anytime during that adventure that you hit the same element. So I guess you can't change the description, even though it will frequently work a bit differently. But it should be the case that if you get Frozen Soul, and then you use a cast, and then you hit the monster with your weapon, and then you cast a cold spell, you get MP back from it. If that's not the case, then it's broken. Like, it should be that the next time you cast a spell of the same temperature as the soul effect, or not, wait, cold shoulders and frozen, I'm talking about the soul and the whatever the hot one is. What is the hot one?
I don't know. Heated soul?
Burning soul?
Burning soul, probably.
I don't know.
I don't remember how that works.
Dan Bob says, making an S15 would take away from the coolness of the level 15 skills. I think it's a good idea to have skills of a higher level than you're required to attain to beat the content. I realize there are still optional skills, but I think there should be guild skills of a higher level than the level you need to be to beat the Naughty Sorceress. I think the only reason you think that is cool is because that's the way it is now, and KOL is cool. I mean, to me, it just seems like weird design, right? There are skills that skills are the only content at levels 14 and 15.
Yeah.
And that seems...
I had a thought about the previous conversation. It'd be kind of weird to indicate things like a poison debuff that only lasted for a combat, or, you know, a stun, multiple types of, you know, dot effects that you can throw on a monster. It would be kind of weird to indicate that on the fight. Like, you know, displaying it.
Well, displaying it would be weird.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
I just mean storing it. I mean, because it doesn't display it now. And I mean, part of that is that, you know, it's mostly in new content that stuff like that happens. And it's mostly in, like, I feel like relatively high... you know, relatively deep content where that happens. It's not like, you know, you buy a can of hairspray and the description of the can of hairspray is, you know, does 4 to 8 hot damage over 4 rounds, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it just... There are things you can do that give persistent per round effects. Mr. Rar says, would you implement the video game name generator into something in the game? It would be funny to see that KOL had been replaced by Fisher-Price Tank Yoga. Hey, speaking of which, a long time ago, Zeno, you pointed out that Fire Something plugin. So Firefox, that renames Firefox into, you know, like Swamp Tiger or whatever randomly every time. I spent a lot of time yesterday using Mozilla Jungle Bunny.
Christ.
Nice.
Yeah. And I did a search online to see if anybody else had, like, complained about that or whatever, because I'm like, that seems a little sketchy that that's, you know, possible. And there is only one mention of it, and it's on the XKCD forums. I mean, I guess the XKCD forums are more likely to attract the kind of people who think it's cool and bother downloading and then updating an add-on to Firefox that just changes the name from Firefox to, you know, Hypnote Whale. Oh, Watertail said, "Hey, Jake and Scully, picking up the Futurama movie? It came out today. I did not know that the Futurama movie came out."
Oh, I did not know it existed.
Is that a direct-to-DVD sort of thing? Or is it in theaters?
I think it was direct-to-DVD.
Okay.
I think that I kind of feel safe saying that I believe that Family Guy has begun to slip a little bit in terms of quality.
My opinion about Family Guy pretty much mirrors the South Park episode. That was
really?
Yeah. I just can't find it funny because there's no continuity.
Huh. Whoa. Myst just came out for the DS.
Christ.
Weird.
Yeah, in Europe, anyway.
Huh.
Fuck. How are we going to get to Europe to get that?
Ah, but we have the internet.
Oh, right.
On one of the game design blogs that I read, they were talking today about, and I thought about this because I think this we've definitely also found this to be true. He talks about, like, there's a lot of just sort of blue sky thinking about, like, designing MMOs and, like, why are MMOs so combat heavy, and you know, because the core gameplay of your MMO has to be something that is replayable, mm-hmm. right? You know, Puzzle Quest, whatever. Like, if the actual game that is most of your game is not fun, then it doesn't matter, you know, how
yeah.
good the framework is, right?
Yeah.
And you know, talking about what sorts of activities are repeatable and what sorts aren't, and he specifically talks about, like, you know, adventure game stuff, like Myst, you know, finding the crystal key to the crystal door, like, that's just not repeatable. The people who repeat our game over and over and over and over again as they ascend, that is definitely the part that they don't like, right? The
right.
finding the key to the door, and it's the fighting, and it's the you know, slot machine aspect of getting non-combats in places, and it's the, you know, basically things that you can manipulate the outcome. And that's the thing, like a game of Tetris, very replayable,
yeah.
outcome very manipulatable, you know. Myst, not replayable, outcome not manipulatable, you know. You can do a Myst speed run, but it's not any more interesting than just playing Myst. You know, like
I have a pretty good memory of the first Myst. My mother and I would play it together, and, like, we would collaborate on some of the puzzles. Like, the one with the piano, my mom is half yeah. deaf in one ear and tone deaf, and I was able to, you know, figure it out.
Or that's the one where you have to point the antennas at the different transmitters?
No, it's
or?
The one where you had to,
It was like there was a
book.
I think it was how you started the rocket ship. I think.
Yeah, because there's a keyboard, and then there's a book that had, like, the indications of different tones. And you had to use those tones, you know, play the tones on the piano, and then move a slider to get the right tone.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And then if the sliders were in the right position, the rocket started or whatever.
Huh.
That was the one of the, and I just remember doing that with my mom, and I thought it was a lot of fun.
I remember the. I remember figuring out the maze where every time you couldn't see anything, and
yeah.
you could see which direction you were facing, but that was it, and where the sounds that the thing made when you got to a juncture indicated which exits were available,
mm-hmm.
and then which one you were supposed
yeah,
to take.
The mastermind kind of thing.
Yeah. And that I remember that being really cool. Yeah, Scully. Yeah, there was a brief, and I've you know talked about this on the radio a lot before, but there was a brief period of time when Scully and I lived together, and right after high school, and we had one copy of Myst that we would switch back and forth between the two computers because we had sort of differing shifts at work.
Mm-hmm.
We would have like a few minutes a day where we would like, oh yeah, I figured out how to do this. You get, you know, this and this. And I, you know, we sort of worked through it, sort of distance collaborating like that. And
cool.
Or rather, asynchronous collaboration, I guess. But, yeah, you know, Myst was an incredibly cool game to play once.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never got into Riven. It was too big. It's too sprawling. Like,
yeah.
you know, there were things that you'd be solving a puzzle that would require you to have written something down in a place that would take 20 minutes and four disk swaps for you to get to.
Yeah.
Like, having the like, sort of
yeah.
moving...
Riven would have definitely benefited from a DVD.
Yeah. And I think ultimately it did.
Yeah.
But
I would say Riven was probably my favorite of the series.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that if the things that required behavior on more than one island had been... there is nothing that I hate more than trying to solve a puzzle and not knowing if the puzzle is solvable yet. Right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, when have you exhausted your ideas for solving a puzzle, yeah. Right? Like, it bothers me when, you know... And I think that there are probably puzzle design aspects that can minimize a lot of this, you know, but I don't know that...
I remember the one puzzle that messed me up in Riven was there's that animal-based puzzle where ultimately what you discover, like, this series of statues of various animals, and you have to click a certain number, certain ones in order, and you find out which ones they are because there's these, like, set in the rocks and walls across the islands, there's, like, these wooden spheres that have a number on them, and then when you spin the sphere, it makes a noise of an animal that lives on the island.
Oh.
So you have to encounter all these animals and find all the balls and be able to match the sounds that the animals make to the sound this ball makes and be able to translate the numbers on the balls so that you know what order to hit the statues in. But the problem was, I didn't find all of the balls, and the ones I did find, the noises of the animals were just like squeaking or creaking noises that just sounded to me like the noise that a wooden sphere set in a rock wall might make if you spun it. So I never realized that these were supposed to be animal sounds.
Yeah.
And it just kind of killed the puzzle for me.
And see, and like that's the thing. If all of the puzzles that required information gathered from five different islands had been on a sixth island, where it was clear that you weren't, you know... I mean, it
feels like the only thing you could do on that island was gather information from other islands to solve one
puzzle. Sure. And if it was obvious that, you know, what these puzzles were, you know, even if the puzzles, you know, had, like, telescopes that looked at all the other islands and then something in the middle, right?
Mm.
You know, and, like... I want to go to an island, find a puzzle, and at least believe that it is solvable.
Yeah.
Right? You know, because that's how Myst was. You'd go into a book, and, you know, there would be one puzzle on the island that maybe, on the main island, that maybe required information from elsewhere on the island. And that's fine, you know? Because every one of those that you solved would send you to a different age that was self-contained. You know?
Yeah.
And so it's like, okay, you know, this is a series of little puzzle games, like not having any indication of which ones are like these huge in scope puzzles and which ones are like click stuff until you figure it out. Yeah. I did think that the little child's game for learning the counting system was cool.
That was neat, yeah.
Like, I don't really remember how it worked. I just remember it was like a fish would climb up a rope or something and eat a guy, like,
yeah.
Sounds like the sort of thing I would want my children to learn with. Carnivorous fish. Be a good kid or you will be eaten by piranhas.
Zortag says, it would be awesome if the wartime shops carried some items that could be consumed for an effect of some kind. Maybe more stats or extra damage or something. Yeah, that's a good point. The hippie and frat boy stores don't sell any potions, do they? Or do they?
I don't think so, no. Just combat items.
Zortex says, I would also like to suggest that you add mead to the game. It's a good drink and will be fun to consume in-game as well as while playing. I don't like mead.
No, me neither. The times I've had it, it was like drinking honey-based pickle juice. It's like somebody had taken all the pickles out of a jar of pickles and then put in, like, 4 or 5 spoons of honey and stirred it up and told me to drink it.
Huh.
Yeah.
I never got the pickle taste, but, yeah, it's just, to me, mead, I don't really like champagne, and mead tastes like really thick, honey-based champagne. I don't know. Zortag says, I would like to come in and randomly say that I love this game a whole hell of a lot. Specifically, I have been having lots of fun with my multi and Bad Moon. That mode is well balanced. Well, good. We worked hard to make that mode well balanced. Dr. Van Van Mojo says, with two holidays featuring scaling monsters now, are there any plans to give high-level seal clubbers a way to kill scaling monsters? What is the problem? I mean, is it because high-level seal clubbers don't have any auto-hit?
It might be. I haven't played a seal clubber in a while.
I mean, I suppose that, you know, having monsters scale based on your unbuffed stats would sort of accomplish the same thing.
Would also trivialize the monsters.
It would also trivialize the fights, yeah.
Which pop a 15, plus 15 to every stat potion or whatever we have now.
Put on a Mr. A or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Disco Satan says, okay, here's an idea for you. Troll muffs. Makes you completely unable to hear anyone less than 4 days old or level one. But being level one is not an indication of being a newbie in this game. It's a newbie or somebody who has ascended and not yet eaten anything.
Yeah.
Southwest says, gents, thanks so much for what you do on this game. Knowing that you're really dedicated to making fun new content, I base this off Jick's recent forum post, really makes me feel like another customer, or less like another customer number and more like an appreciated audience member, or something to that effect. Many, many thanks.
Yay.
Thank you very much, number 46253216. We appreciate your honesty and welcome you to continue to patronize us in the future.
Please pull around to the second window.
To repeat this message, press zero.
But we're out of blue ones.
People get nervous, I guess, when there aren't any updates for a long time.
And there haven't been any updates for a long time.
Yeah, it's been like a month.
But, like, December is probably going to be full.
Oh yeah, December is going to be so goddamn nuts. Much new stuff.
So, we're sorry. We're going to make it up to you.
I forget that not everybody listens to the radio shows,
right?
Or, you know, reads the transcripts of the radio shows. There aren't really transcripts of it. I mean, the transcripts are not... They're not nearly
as exhaustive as
pared down, Zalan used to just transcribe every single word we said, and that was kind of cool. Maybe we could give somebody, like,
hire a steganog.
We give somebody a Mr. A to transcribe.
Yeah, hire a steganog.
For every three shows they transcribe, they get a Mr. A. You know, because I mean,
there's a Perry Bible Fellowship comic about non-transcribers.
It would take. I guess it would take a couple hours to transcribe a radio show. So
yeah,
sort of a shitty way.
If you hired a person whose job it was to do that.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think that's worth it.
It definitely isn't. I'm just saying.
Yeah. We need an intern. Transcribe this radio show.
And give me some coffee.
Yeah, give me some coffee.
I hate coffee!
This coffee sucks! Now go to the burn ward. Krylar says, trying to find an anti-cheese to make a goat in BM sucks a lot. Any chance of having some easier way of getting one? Why are you trying to make a goat out of your BM? But I'm bunch. The BM jokes never get funny. Yeah, you know, I thought that we had one of those one-time Bad Moon adventures that gave you anti cheese. I thought that we did.
Nope.
That makes a huge, huge difference between runs where you need the goat and runs where you don't.
Yeah.
And that is,
we should probably correct that.
Oh. Iluro Dragon says, a couple of weeks ago you were talking about reports that the most kills familiar leaderboards weren't reporting properly. I think the issue is that if the familiar isn't equipped, it doesn't show up. Did we ever abstract that out?
Abstract what out?
The familiars... do familiars get deleted from the player familiars table anymore? And put on into the player table. I don't remember if that got done or if we decided not to do it.
We decided not to do it.
We decided not to do it, okay. Well, okay. So, I mean,
it was taking way too much time.
Yeah. Maybe making that, it was just kind of, it was one, like, it was dangerous. Yeah. Like, touching that code is sketchy. The move says, El Día de los Muertos Borrachos is awesome, but you might want to change the wording on the holiday description. I took it to mean that the special events only happened if you adventured south of the border. Maybe I'm the only one to make this mistake, I don't know. Also, Jick's announcement of upcoming updates on the forums filled me with all kinds of happiness. I was wondering if you could give a little more information on this big experiment. Now, I don't really want to talk to anybody about it until the first one is ready.
I need to read this forum post. I haven't seen it yet. Is it in gameplay discussion?
Yeah, it's in gameplay discussion. It's just on the lack of updates. And it's basically just me saying, look, we are working on stuff. We're just... The World is Square says, a message to Skullhead. I would have thought that with your supernatural grammatical abilities, you wouldn't make such a silly mistake as the manner in which you're accustomed. Should it not be the manner to which you're accustomed? Well, it is a particular turn of phrase rather than just a sentence, right? Like, it's, you know, the rich man saying to his wife, you know, what if I can't continue to support you in the manner... in which you're accustomed.
Yeah.
Or is it the manner to which you've become accustomed?
I'm not sure.
Now it doesn't sound right. I think it's because I'm overthinking it.
Yeah.
The moves. About the south of the border thing. I mean, I feel like it's relatively clear that... I think it says they roam the kingdom, you know? I don't remember. Let's see. Link doc.php topic equals main. I don't know if it's topic equals. Well, I'm not logged in. Bah.
It's terrible.
I totally don't remember how the documentation script works. Omglalnub says, So, do Los Dios de los Muertos Borrachos and Feast of Boris Monsters override Ultra Rares? They do, actually.
Really?
Yep. It'd be kind of funny if they did, but man, that would suck. Well, I mean...
They can't, really.
You'd never know.
I'm pretty sure that the Ultra Rare code happens after.
They do. Those encounters override everything.
Yeah.
They override semi-rares, which kind of sucks, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then again, you know, I don't know.
I mean...
I don't know if I wanted semi-rares to be something that you need to be able to rely on, you know? That's the thing. Like, that potential for missing something like that is kind of the price you pay for having... the scaling monsters and the free good food and booze, you know. Blizzbub says, you fucked up the kayaker corpse. Grammatical gender in Spanish must agree with the truth. So if he was enjoying a peaceful day of kayaking, then he must become el persona inocente cadaver. Or, you know, you could just change the description to say she instead. That's weird. I guess a guy can't be la persona. Let's see. Rickett says, please make new chat work with my DS browser. It's some form of compact opera. Less than three says, how do you know? You don't even have a prostate. What?
Damn it, I never knew anyone... Wait.
Tiny Plastic Grimmy says, thanks for the new holiday. One question, though. If the bride died butt naked, why is her corpse still wearing her wedding dress? They put it back on her when they found her corpse.
Yeah.
And then they tore it all up while they raped her corpse.
That's the sort of thing that goes into a wholesome game.
Yeah.
This game is wholesome, right?
Yes.
I thought so.
There's the hemming and hawing of me. Let's see. Gleep says, Jick, pirate update. Riff, nemesis update. Jick, Confor item update. Stop telling us what to do.
Yeah, you get the other thing before you get nemesis.
Dreamer TK says, the descriptions of the dead characters were hilarious. Great job. Is that anything like Tim and Eric Awesome Show? Great job. You don't watch Adult Swim.
Nope.
Low-tech says, how much do I need to donate to make this damn lag go away? Yeah, I was surprised at how laggy it was, actually. Because it only got up to, like, maybe 2,000 people on. Which, you know, Crimbo's not going to be that bad this year. That makes me happy.
Yeah, because it's not farmable this year.
Yeah. I had some ideas that I want to talk to you about that before,
okay.
Like, during the break. Climber Andrew says, I just went through the bog and got no feather. I organized my hardcore run specifically to make an epic chef staff. I even had a gravy familiar. What the fuck? Sorry, Climber Andrew. It's just the vagaries of the RNG.
You could... the ducks, the feathers still drop off the ducks after the war, I believe, don't they?
Yep.
You still got a chance.
Maybe he wanted the chef staff for the sorceress fight, right? So, you know, he doesn't want to put that off.
Well, I mean, if you hang around and farm up your feather, that's that many more stats you've got up onto the sorceress battle.
It's true. LOTE says, hey, could we get a use multiple link like we have for cook stuff? It'd save a click, so that'd be nice, just a thought. It wouldn't really save a click, would it?
Don't we have...
Unless I'm misunderstanding.
I must be misunderstanding.
I mean, there are use multiple link. There is a use multiple link next to every item that is usable multi.
Yeah. And we've got, like, cook multiple.
Yeah.
So...
Low-tech says, would it be a huge deal to allow one-click planting at the mushroom fields? Awesome example, and then links to an awesome example. Oh. Yeah, you know, this is convoluted. It probably also stores a lot of stuff that... Oh, weird. That's interesting. As a toy, this is kind of cool. You can grow mushrooms on a larger than 4x4 grid if you want. Ooh. Yeah. I don't know. I think that the mushroom planting is probably as interface complex as it is going to get. Vash Orion says, have any of you guys seen the anime Ghost Hound? It's very artsy and psychological.
No.
It sounds familiar, but I think I'm thinking of something else.
Arctic Howl says, Riff seems like a fun guy to hang out with. Is this true? Nah, he kind of sucks.
Yeah.
I'm a total dick.
And he says, have you guys played Jump Ultimate Stars for the DS? It's a cool Smash Brothers-like Japanese game. You can find it on Amazon and other sites. There are translations on GameFAQs. Wow, just what I want. A game that is not only incomprehensible because it's like Smash Brothers, but is also incomprehensible because it's in Japanese.
Yeah.
I feel like the multiplication, the product of those two nonsense vectors would just cause my head to explode.
It would be some sort of a ridiculous matrix or something.
Yeah, yeah, it would be. Yeah. It would be, yeah, just a matrix of rage for yours truly.
I already have... too much trouble dealing with, like, the 5 new DS games that come out every day in English. If I tried to play all the Japanese releases, too, I'd just go insane.
Yeah, you know, Aaron from the Minimus is a big DS player guy, and I sent him a message about something, and he replied that, by the way, have you played any of the awesome, huge number of cool DS games that just came out? And he pointed me to a game called Orcs and Elves.
I just finished that the other night.
I finished it like the day before yesterday.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun. I wish that the cart had 10 slightly different games of that length and level of complexity, you know, which I feel like it could.
I think it was originally designed as a cell phone
game. It was a port of a cell phone game. It's kind of neat. There was an interview on the Orcs and Elves website. There is nothing about that game on GameFAQs. It's interesting. No one has even bothered to write a walkthrough, and I don't know if it's just because it's not particularly popular or what.
Well, it's pretty simple.
It is. It was not worth what I paid for it. You know, like it was like $30.
Yeah.
It's not worth $30.
Too much.
It probably cost $5 on the phone.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I'm saying. 10 of them would have been easily worth $30. You know. Yeah. I would have probably played a couple more. I mean, if there was one where all of your attacks were spells, you know, like,
you could pick a different class.
Yeah, if there were just some if there were just some variants on the game, if there was something that gave it any measure of replayability, it would be worth the $30 to me. But I also want to support that kind of game. That's what I'm saying. I mostly just don't like RPGs where you are independently controlling multiple people. Like the Might and Magic games, you know, you're technically a party of 8 people, but you're all standing in exactly the same spot, you know, and you just sort of attack in order. Like
that totally made me nostalgic for the old Might and Magic and Wizardry games and stuff.
Yeah. I still periodically will bust out Might and Magic 3 or Might and Magic 4 and play that for a while. Like that random generation of items, man. It's like every chest in that game is a Skinner box. let's see. We should take our un break. Oh, that's Spanish. we will play some Proclaimers. That's 3 minutes. Then, let's see. Okay. All right. We'll see you in like 11 or 12 minutes. When I wake up, well, I know I'm going to be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I heaver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's heavering to you. But I will walk 500 miles. I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And then the money comes in for the work I do. I'll pass almost every day on to you. When I come home, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I go, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's going over you. But I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream about the times when I'm with you. When I go out, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home. I would walk 500 miles.
telling me that all the world lights still ring. I got the movement when I was 16. I could tell the difference between margarine and butter. I could see the scattering where they started to stutter. But I can't understand why we let someone else steal our lives. I could get a broken jaw from feeling a fight. When deep times tonight, I can understand why some are like so wounded. They can save a lot of points by saying they have scored. But I can't understand why we let someone else rule our lives. We fight when they ask us.
I'm not afraid to die.
You know, I just went to click on the tab down at the bottom of the screen that brought Firefox back to the foreground, and before I clicked, the mouse just leapt up to the right-hand corner, and I hit the X to close the goddamn window. Luckily, it gave me a dialog box that I typically hate. Are you sure you want to close four tabs?
Yeah.
Didn't I say I wanted to close four tabs?
But this time it was a boon rather than a burden.
In this case, it was a boon. Gleep says, please make a volleyball potato familiar. I would almost pay a Mr. A for it at this point. Well, maybe you will pay a Mr. A for it at some point in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Clackling says, hey guys, so Bill Clinton is coming to my campus on Monday, and I'm going to listen to him speak. Any good ideas for questions I could ask him?
Ask him to not tase you.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, yeah, be all like, could you not tase me, bro? See if he thinks it's funny. And then tell him that all his base are belong to you, and see if he thinks that's funny.
In AD 2007, war was beginning.
Ask him what the snozzberries taste like.
I don't know. I don't know how to answer that.
Dr. Kier says, the cactus root looks like a scrotum. Therefore, you must implement a cactus flower that looks like an ass. For balls slapping ass leads to children, a cactuar familiar.
Huh.
The cactus fruit does not look like a scrotum. At least no scrotum I've ever seen.
Hey, consult your doctor.
Yeah. Boo Boo says, Jick, what is your favorite video game of all time? I wonder if Boo Boo smells like roses. Ooh, ooh. There's some song that has the words, you like to think that your shit don't stink, but sometimes roses smell like boo boo ooh ooh.
Never heard it.
Yeah, I've only heard it on karaoke, so I've never heard it either. I don't know what my favorite video game of all time is. I used to say Ocarina of Time, but I can't play it now.
Yeah.
I mean, Symphony of the Night is up there, but yeah, I'm thinking about that because I played it recently. You know, the original Legend of Zelda was pretty staggering. You know, Loom definitely has some aspects of it that are my favorite certain things about games, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's too complicated of a question nowadays. What's your favorite video game of all time, Xenophobe?
Probably Star Siege Tribes.
Oh, right.
That's because I can be a massive dick to people.
Right. And Star Control 2 is also, you know, there are aspects of Star Control 2 that people, I think, have never topped.
Star Control 2 was good, yeah. I don't know. I was really into Marathon, and there was a game for the old Macs called Crystal Quest that was a sort of top-down shoot-em-up that I was fucking awesome at. But it was one of those games where, like, once you've gotten the level of skill, you can just keep playing until you've got so many lives and so many smart bombs that it's easier just to turn the game off and leave rather
right.
than actually trying to finish a whole game.
Yeah. I logged a lot of hours as an adult on Sequest for the Atari. That was the only Atari game that I ever would have earned my patch had it still been the 70s.
Man, I wish companies still did stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, it's just so easy to fake it now, right? I mean, because how many people were actually going to send in, like, Polaroids of their TV?
Yeah.
Then, you know, you could pull that off pretty easily. Now, it'd be like, you know, you'd get a million Photoshop bullshits.
If the Xbox Live crew could get in with some kind of, like, cheap badger patch.
I'm trying to quit badgers.
creation right, yeah. service where you could, like,
specific
online.
Xbox achievements. Yeah,
yeah,
you,
yeah
would entitle you to buy a
patch for it. Yeah, yeah, that'd be awesome.
I don't know that. I mean, I think that those were sort of a relic of the denim jacket age, though.
Yeah,
you know,
these days it'd have to be like 3/4-inch buttons or something like that.
Yeah, for you to put on your hat covered with 3/4-inch buttons.
Yeah, or all the people that have huge rows of them on their messenger bags and stuff like that.
Messenger bag? I hardly know. Badger says two things. The first thing is Soul Raver. All right, let's come up with another quest for Soul Raver.
Well, let's see.
Okay, so Soul Raver, Zeno, for those of you who and those of you listening who don't know what Soul Raver is, it's our game that we're designing that involves nothing but time travel between the 60s and the 90s.
All right.
So one quest is to you know, make a lot of people happy by finding, like, by in the 90s buying a book of easy to play David Bowie songs and going back in time and giving it to David Bowie so that you avoid the sort of David Bowie doesn't exist paradox.
I have to own up. That's a Flight of the Conchords joke.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Uh oh.
That's a good song, too. Their Bowie song.
So yeah, we need another quest.
Well, let's see. There should be lots of different bosses that you have to fight in puzzly ways.
Maybe you have to beat up like a blaxploitation kung fu hero so that he will give up on his life of kung fu and turn to politics so that you can get some affirmative action legislation passed in the 90s that make it so you get the cool black roommate familiar
or accessory.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, you know, maybe in the 90s that, you know, that your home base is like the, you know, your dorm floor, right? Mm-hmm. And that's where you find the thing, and so that is, you know, I mean, a lot of it, you know, a lot of music references, right? Like, you know, there's a girl in the next room down that you can't get to sleep with you until you go back in time and do something that causes Bauhaus to write a specific song, which you then go back to the 90s and impress her with your intimate knowledge of Bauhaus.
Yeah. And then you gain the methodic girlfriend familiar.
No, just the goth.
Familiar.
That's what you're trying to. It's like a social networking RPG, right? So that's the thing. You can't get the cool black guy until you beat up Kung Fu Jones. And you've just got this one history book that is somehow like quantumly entangled to you, so it's the one that keeps rewriting itself.
Yeah,
So that's how you can tell like the different chapters keep writing themselves.
That's awesome. I really want to play this game now.
I feel like we could do it you could write it in Inform, you know?
Yeah.
Like I mean, and then there's just general time travel tropes, right? I mean, you could one of the ways you make money is by buying clothes in the 60s and then burying them.
Oh yeah,
and then digging
them
up and selling
them as
vintage. Yeah.
There's just this field of time capsules.
Yeah, exactly.
And you just take out another plot for 50 silver.
Or buy all the cheap vinyl records in the 60s to resell to the collectors in the 90s.
There could be a stat called for the delicacy of the time stream, and if you fuck with it too much too fast, it fucks everything up and Nazis win the World War.
Oh, right, yeah. You get Nazis riding dinosaurs down the hall of your dorm.
And you wouldn't know what the hell anyone was saying because they're all speaking German.
Unless you spoke German. No, okay, so that's... All right, so you fuck something up that causes the Nazis to take over your college and everyone is speaking German. So then there's no German program at the college. Right? So then you have to go back in time and learn German in the 60s so that you can...
How they managed to, rule your college in the 90s.
Yeah, in the 60s is also post-World War II. So
yeah.
It's like, you know... Shut up.
Well, it was
all right,
very
no, so everybody's speaking. Everybody's speaking Vietnamese for some reason. Like
Charlie is the president.
You cause the U.S. to win in Vietnam, and that somehow makes us all start. Charlie for president. Charlie's in the trees. Charlie's in the White House.
Oh my God.
prevent the Vietnam War. Like one of your professors could, you know, not be as effective a teacher because he's all shell shocked, and you could get him to start smoking pot so that he would be in jail. Although if he was in jail for smoking pot, he probably would have gotten sent to Vietnam. So yeah. You get him to murder somebody, and then later you have to aid the researcher who first starts being able to use like DNA evidence to get people out of prison.
You could, if there's something going on at there's a building in the school that you can't get to because of a huge protest of some sort. So you go back to the 60s and prevent Vietnam from happening before the protest movement starts.
Right.
So that protests don't become popular.
Doesn't exist, yeah.
Yeah.
Badger says, the second thing, whatever happened to that documentary? I don't know. You know, I still see Elementary Penguin Log On every once in a while. What I would like, you know, the 10-minute cut is done, and I would gladly host an MPEG of that just so people could see it. I should talk to him and see if we could at least do that, because people would find that interesting, I think. It was kind of cool to watch. Badger says, could one of you look up Biscuit Basket in all caps on Urban Dictionary? I promise it isn't to fuck the clit. Also, Jake, are you aware that your name is a verb on Urban Dictionary, and it can mean things other than to fuck the clit? Yeah.
Isn't that getting the goddamn...
Yeah, in the game of Jick Ball, the Jick is the player the player currently in fourth place out of four and responsible for getting the goddamn out of the Jesus Christ. I really want to know who wrote that and where that came from, because, you know, there's no other reference to Jick Ball anywhere else on the internet. How weird. Urban Dictionary is not loading for me at all.
That's probably not the end of the world.
It just is loading like a blank page. It thinks it's loading. So what is it so afraid of? That's very strange. Huh. Somebody is saying Leopard on Slash dot the first article. Leopard is the new Vista? Hot Stuff is having all kinds of trouble with Leopard.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. He's using an older version of Photoshop to do a lot of animation work, and he was like, about 1 out of every 10 times a dialogue pops up in Photoshop, you just can't type anything into the boxes.
Huh.
And he's also getting these just periodic, like, every program shuts down and it logs him out of the machine without saving anything.
Nice.
Like, yeah. Which, that's pretty debilitating.
Yeah.
As a bug there. You know.
Well, maybe by the time I get a computer, they'll have the first patch release out.
Let's see. So no, I can't look up Biscuit Basket on Urban Dictionary. Sorry, Badgerus. You could tell me what it means. Tag says, "Hey Jake, they're developing a game for Xbox Live Arcade called Ninja vs. Pirate Dodgeball. Set to release next year sometime, it also features zombie and robot teams." I really enjoyed...
Is that meme still going to be around in a year?
I don't know.
Probably not.
I really enjoyed Super Dodgeball, I think, for the NES.
Is that the one with all the graphics from River City Ransom?
Yeah, yeah. That was a fun game. And then I bought the... They made a port of it for the Game Boy Advance, and it didn't... I think nostalgia put a nicer sheen on that game than it actually ever had. There was like a beach volleyball game for the NES that I really liked a lot when I was a kid too, and I don't remember. It was how could that be fun? It's the same goddamn thing over and over and over again. I guess I had more tolerance for that when I was a kid. Parafert links to a YouTube video. Somebody, it's called How You Farm for Meat. And, I shouldn't just sit here watching this.
probably.
I'm going,
do, 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 do,
Xenophobe can sing for us. Okay, so now it's gotten to the animation part. And the animation on the documentary is so far beyond that in terms of quality that I don't even know how to describe it. So, yeah, it's a fucking awesome animation. Which is why people should see it. People should see it. I'm going to talk to him. See what. See what's what. Badger says, what do you guys think of BustedTees.com? They have a Don't Tase Me Bro shirt now. I don't know. You know, years back, me and the Pretentious Artist and Doc Galactic decided that we were going to start what was basically Busted Tees or T-shirt hell. You know, just basically Photoshop a bunch of shirts, and if somebody bought them, we would print them, you know, just so we could have hundreds of designs. And I, you know, there's occasionally something clever on T-shirt hell, and there's occasionally something clever on Busted Tees. They had the like, you know, girls wearing the T-shirt and a pair of underwear, and that's it, in their banner ads, which I think is solely responsible for them emerging as the sort of, you know, top dog, if not second fiddle to T-shirt hell, in terms of being that company. But
making dumb T-shirts.
Most of them just aren't funny. You know, I would never wear a shirt that said "Don't tase me, bro."
Yeah.
You know, I hardly ever wear a T-shirt that just said something funny on it. You know, KMD got me that "My Other Ride Is Your Mom" shirt that I wear. But even then, it's like every once in a while I'll walk into a place and I'll think, ah, fuck, I wish I wasn't wearing this shirt.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. So. My wife, she took two Penny Arcade shirts to Europe. There was the "Jesus is effing metal" and "Jesus says don't be a dick," and managed to just totally at random choose those two shirts on the days when we went to the Vatican.
I knew that. I saw that coming.
Yeah, and Notre Dame, and it was, she was like, God damn it. Standing in line and just like trying to hold her coat closed so that nobody can see us. But you know, Jesus is effing metal. That's pro Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
Sean Clannery says, now that elemental wads are transmuted differently, could elemental nuggets and powders be transmuted in the same way, using twinkly nuggets and powders respectively? I don't know. I mean, it is a net loss of turns and nuggets and or powders, so I guess it wouldn't hurt if it was in there. And, you know, I could actually see you use that, because sorcerers actually have a lot more use for nuggets and powders than anybody else. Maybe that's not a bad idea. You should make a note of that.
Okay. Have we still got a stuff to do from radio shows thread?
We do. Hammered says, it would be cool if Roderick could make a really expensive and powerful staff out of the staff of Ed once you had finished the quest. Do you get to keep the staff of Ed?
I don't think... Yeah, you do, actually.
Do you?
Because I remember that's how we... When that night in dev chat when Jelly and I were trying to figure out what the problem was with all those people who couldn't get all the parts to open the temple... I was looking at a few of them and was able to determine... There was, like, one guy who had two multis with almost the same name, and we couldn't remember which one of them it was that had the problem, but I was able to find that one of them had the Staff of Ed, and therefore obviously didn't have the problem.
Huh.
So, yeah, that is how I know that... That was a very long and drawn-out way of saying, yes, that's how I know that...
And you know that he wasn't just in the middle of the quest.
Pretty sure, yeah.
Mooshadi says, on Monday, somebody brought up the idea of listening to old radio shows. That made me remember my particular favorite when Mr. Skull had taught us where babies come from.
Yeah.
Somebody ought to make a best of tape. Or just divide all the radio shows up into, like, us bullshitting about, like, stuff going on at our houses and us
actually... It would be the worst of.
Yeah.
Talking about different video games.
Yeah, talking about games and then talking about game design in a real abstract way. And yeah. Oh. Power of Pink says, how often does Jick and Friends have their shows? Well, we do one on Monday and one on Thursday. Twice a week.
Yep, with me and sometimes Xenophobe on Thursdays and Mr. Skullhead on Mondays.
Art Ooh says, in the current equipment of the inventory page, the outfits are listed in alphabetical order, but the custom outfits are listed in some order that appears random. That should no longer be the case.
No, I don't order custom outfits at all.
Oh, you don't?
They get appended to the end just in the same way that they did before I fucked with it.
Oh, okay. So those...
I can make it the alphabetical order.
They're in the order that you create the outfits in, I think.
No.
Well, they're not?
They're in a very strange random
order. They're in MySQL arbitrary order?
Yes.
Oh, right, because if somebody deletes one and then somebody else makes one, it goes into the old gap.
Yeah. So it could be ordered. It currently is not in any sensible way.
Lady Asinab says, hi, guys. Why is there only one WAD that gives 30% moxie when the other classes have two WADs each? Well, that's because there is no way to map 5 onto 3. So we agonized about that a lot. At the time, and came up with what was just, you know, we were like, well, Moxie's the most valuable stat, so we'll make that the rare one. And that's just how it had to be. And Naked Juice says, why is Xeno on the radio? Isn't there a raid to be plotted?
Didn't feel like it today.
What were they running?
Black Temple.
I see.
Yeah, I just didn't want a raid today.
Goo Goo Gajoob says, Jick, what do you see yourself doing 10 years from now? I don't know. Drinking beer. Smoking weed.
Hopefully we're still doing this. or something similar.
As opposed to a real job.
Yeah.
I can tell a World of Warcraft story if
yes.
We'll make,
tell
yeah,
it.
I made a paladin recently, and I've been leveling him as protection spec, and it's really fun because I can take on, like, 4 or 5 same level monsters and come out with 90% of my mana and health.
Right.
Yeah, because the protection tree is sort of based around if you block an attack, you do damage to a monster.
Right.
And so if you can get monsters to block, or if you can get your little guy to block lots of attacks, you can do lots of damage to the monsters and not get hit much yourself. And it's really fun. It's been a lot faster than any other character I've ever played.
You're playing Alliance side, too, so it's not even, like, a new thing for you to be playing a paladin.
No.
Goddamn Alliance homos. We actually got our Alliance we've been playing on Alaria since we're at, like, 52 or 53, so.
Cool.
Yeah, we'll be able to head into Outlands, start doing some of those instances that you've never seen.
Hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, just let me know.
So, you know, you need to get
Corrode. Maybe I'll transfer my paladin over there if I finish him. He's on a different server.
Oh. Are you not leveling him on your main guild server?
I am, but not just for something to do, not as for any particular purpose.
I see.
My girlfriend has expressed interest in possibly playing as well when she eventually moves out here. So I just figured I'd make a...
I did not know that she was eventually moving out here.
I think that is the tentative plan.
Oh, that's cool.
And
everybody moves to Phoenix because of the
game. A lot of people have been moving to Phoenix in the last year or so.
It's really weird.
I don't understand what's so cool about being out here. I mean, I certainly didn't just move to Phoenix within the last 5 years.
Right.
Yeah. For nebulous reasons.
You know, people can hate and people can talk shit, but I like it here.
I like it here too. The weather is awesome. I mean, yes, it is disgustingly hot part of the year.
Yeah, but I mean, it's
just, can deal with that.
Yeah, it's never rainy. You know, it is weird that the sun hasn't been out for a couple of days. Like, that hardly ever happens here. You know, it's like, it's always nice at night. Like, Shop Troll says, also missed hearing Riff's Tamagotchi on the last couple of shows.
Tamagotchi died.
But did his job as a counting the people on the bus?
I never actually got that one.
No.
What, your Tamagotchi could get a job counting people on the bus?
Yeah, they like counting people getting on and off the bus. I don't Yeah.
Did he choke in a small pile of his own feces?
I don't remember. Yeah, probably something like that. I don't remember how she died.
I'm going to guess it was a feces-related death.
Probably, yeah.
Aren't all Tamagotchi deaths feces-related?
that's what I was figuring was a safe bet.
Yeah, either that or starvation.
That's completely your fault, then.
Watsa, so I've got multiple drowsy swords from the last run, but only one Spectre Scepter. It's actually useful early on, and I have Funk Slinging, so why can't we have more than one Scepter? I don't know.
Is that a quest item or something?
Is it a quest item? I don't know.
I mean, I guess if people think it's good enough to be worth a pull, I guess there's no reason to...
I mean, if you're doing casual, it wouldn't have to
Oh,
be.
Yeah, that's true.
Forget that people can do casual runs.
Yeah, we sort of don't really think much about casual because it's not really important what sort of weirdness the possible combinations
cause.
Yeah,
we can't fuck up casual,
yeah,
no matter
exactly.
What we do. So, yeah, that's...
Unless we removed it, in which case we'd fuck it up pretty good, but I don't think we're going to do that.
Shop Troll say... Hi, Jixino and Riff. With Crimbo and the new holidays in December, people are expecting there to be several laggy days. Is there anything we, the players, can do to help? Well, like we've said over and over again, we're hoping that Crimbo won't be... I mean, it definitely won't... It is not possible for it to be as laggy as it was last year.
Yeah.
Because you just can't... You will not be able to farm the stuff. I don't know. With the new holidays... You know, we're at this point where it just doesn't make any sense to add servers, right? Because we almost never need it.
Yeah.
And we really can't.
We could add, you know, we could always add more. Well, it'd be a pain in the ass because we're out of rack space, but...
Yeah. We'd have to move us to a new rack, or we'd have to figure out some way to not have to transfer data over the public internet to communicate between racks.
Well, no. The thing is, our boxes use so much electricity that they can't actually sell the other half of the rack that we're on, right? So we could add boxes to it. But we would have to buy yet another additional power circuit, which, you know, is not that big a deal. When we had to get the 220 run for the database servers, that was like $500. But there's no monthly charge for it, which seems weird. When we had an additional 110 circuit, it was only like a couple hundred dollars to get that run. So we could do it, and it's a little strange, right? Like they don't want to tell us that they're not going to sell that other half a rack, you know, but they just can't. I mean, they can't sell it without running extra power, and why would they do that when they could just put a new customer in
a different
half a rack that already had plenty of power?
So we kind of have a little bit of leverage there, as goofy as that is.
Yeah. Kind of accidentally. But, I mean, it just really doesn't make any sense to add new web servers because 90% of the time, 95% of the time, we just don't need that extra power. We wasted money and resources. Ricket says, Swordfish? Damn right!
It's always Swordfish.
The Thing from Uranus says, hey, one of my favorite PC games was on a hex map. Age of Wonders, RTS RPG-ish. You should check it out. Was Age of Wonders... No. Rise of Legends is the last RTS that I played, and it was pretty cool. Was Age of Wonders like an Age of Empires expansion kind of thing? I don't think of RTSs as being on a hex map, because you can't really tell, right? Like,
yeah.
Theoretically, the movement in like StarCraft is pretty fluid. I guess technically there is a grid. Right, because, you know, they need some mechanism for stuff to not occupy the same space. But, Diffin the Drunken Gale says, when's Little Canadian not going to suck? Whenever you lower your expectations.
Good answer. I guess there's no change since the last time I asked, but what's the progress on the missed quest?
Oh, you know, it's all of the content development is done. It's just a matter of figuring out how it's actually going to work and if the monsters are actually going to do anything special during it or if just chaining the combats is enough of a, enough of a deterrent, I guess.
Maybe that's something we can spend an afternoon on in January.
Yeah.
Like if we run out of immediate ideas for the big project we're going to work on while we're there.
Yep. We got the first half of January before we even take off anyway.
Oh, right.
That trip got pushed into kind of late January, early February.
Well, the Mystery Hunt's January 18th or something.
Yeah,
so
we'll be going on like the 14th probably.
Yeah.
The Wednesday before the Mystery Hunt instead of two Wednesdays before the Mystery Hunt. Hoopity says, Dangerous High School Girls in Trouble demo screen says, Advantages of purchase. Hook up with all 13 boyfriends. Why can't we donate for that? The Thing from Urania says, Hey, Phoenix was on TV for being a Hell's Angels hotspot. You guys see any of that? No.
Nope.
We never see any Hell's Angels or any television. another fan says, Still on the 8 New Zones radio shows, but hey, you guys mentioned making the Spooky Raven quest not optional for NS13. Did that happen? Yes, it did.
Yep.
By the way, I got like 7 bones left, but could you guys add a bounty to the conservatory? That would be sweet. Eh, the conservatory's kind of got... That bones thing is enough.
Yeah, it's pretty content-rich, so to speak.
So, yeah, in a manner of speaking.
Yeah.
Wootlight says, Why is Lance Henriksen peeking at me from the logo on the forums page? Infidel! That is,
Blasphemer.
That is Grand Moff Tarkin. Did you say ass femur?
No, blasphemer.
Oh, wow. Oh, God, I broke my ass femur out of the eighth grade. Yeah. Gleeb's just finished reading the entire Penny Arcade archive. I did that a long time ago.
Yeah.
It's really weird how primitive the artwork is in the beginning.
Yeah.
Relatively. It's interesting to see that progression. I guess that's what happens. You know, when you get to a point where your job is doing something creative, you just end up getting better at it without really trying.
You can really see that, too, on like the Scary Go-Round webcomic, if you go back and read his really old stuff.
Scary Go-Round.
Bob and Scary Go-Round is awesome.
It's just not. It's not,
dude,
it's not interesting at all. I can't get into it.
You're weird.
I guess. Like, XKCD and Cyanide and Happiness and Penny Arcade are the only comics that I read. And fucking Dinosaur Comics. Just not fun. It is not funny. I read a couple again today. Not funny. I read one and it wasn't funny, and I thought, well, you know, maybe yesterday's was funny, and I read it. Nope. Not funny. There was one that was funny that was him throwing a bunch of golf balls in a swimming pool and pretending that he had invented some kind of new atom or something. I don't remember.
Oh, I don't remember that one.
Yeah. Duff Killigan says, haha, Riff said balls like 7 times in a row. Rapid fire. Fag.
What?
When did you say balls?
When did I say balls 7 times in a row?
Balls.
That's hard.
Mooshotty says, hell, I'd transcribe 3 radio shows for 1 Mr. A every 3. I'd be down. Wow. Omgalalnub says, he would also transcribe radio shows 3 for a Mr. A. Also, Edgar Allan Poe was a homosexual. No, Edgar Allan Poe is a homosexual.
We should have them fight. Have them all submit their transcripts, and the first one to win.
Well, no, what we should do. What we should do is we should, in order to determine which one of them we're going to start paying to transcribe shows, we should have each of them submit 100 transcripts of previous shows.
Just go
from
back
the
and transcribe
yeah.
the entire
transcribe
archive.
The entire archive. Yeah.
Whoever does the best job.
Yep. X Smoodex, you fucking dick. Also, your post on the forums made me feel really good about the game, but hopefully won't let me down like NS13 did. Well,
God,
really, believe me, Smoot, it is. We have one of those motivational posters on the wall that's what is it? I don't know what it says.
Just hanging there.
It's reminding us how important your opinion
is not
and,
to suck
and,
yeah. in Smoot's eyes.
Yeah. Of the Hill People says, Dead Jick and Scully. Presumably deer. Are there any weapons that would qualify as chainsaw for a hand? I have a Wicked Jones for making an Ash character. Dear Dan Rather. How do you type with chainsaws for hands?
Well, we had that armed machine gun that never got put in. That's of a similar genre.
What? small. Goo Goo Gajoob says, have you ever played any of Nicholas Nygren's games? They're, fun.
Never heard of him.
Nope. Mooshot, he says, that song was popular 5 years ago. All over the radio popular. And it was Roses by Outkast. Japalicious links to the Portal, or the Flash version of Portal, which is... Ricketts says, dear Chicken Go, the cactus root may not look like a scrotum, but the mace of the tortoise looks like olive oil. And then he links to two pictures.
I guess I could kind of see that.
Oh, yeah, totally. That's really weird. Yeah. Oh, good old olive oil. Gleave says, Soul River quest idea, go back and buy a shit ton of cheap gasoline. Gasoline was pretty cheap in the 90s, though. The late 90s, yeah, I remember paying less than a dollar a gallon.
Yeah, definitely.
Goo Goo Gajoob says, this is sort of irrelevant, but I thought you might like to know that I found out about KOL by way of another goddamn Escape the Locked Room game.
Yay! Hooray. I totally haven't even looked at the new, this year's competition winners.
I played the winner, and it was okay.
Yeah.
Legion is the best game that I've played.
That was
since Photopia.
Really interesting, yeah.
Legion was super cool. Photopia was super cool. Fury Prime says, you can still have Nazis take over if there is another person traveling between the 30s and the 60s who doesn't manage to travel back and stop the war because of something you do. That's
okay.
True. So what would he be? We need to come up with another... like, just, like, sort of mispronunciation of a 90s game that, that's going to be incredibly difficult to come up with something given that set of constraints. I don't think we should even try.
Yeah.
Minty Giant says, speaking of time travel, have you played Shadow of Destiny for the PS2? It has some interesting concepts, like going back in time to get a rope before it has rotted. What is Shadow of...
It was very nearly a release game. I don't know. Next time I'm at the mall, I have to check EB and see if they have a used copy of it, because I don't have a copy of it anymore. But yeah, it was really interesting. It was the one where somebody was trying to assassinate you, so the beginning of every chapter was you getting killed, and then going back in time to before it had happened, and then having to time travel all around to prevent this death from occurring?
You know, okay, I played that for a few minutes, and then, you know, I think that I quit playing that game because of the load times.
Yeah, load times were kind of bad.
Gleeb says, you should read Butter Safe. It's like Super Mega, but a little smarter and more well-drawn. You know, I totally forgot about Super Mega.
You know, I haven't looked at Super Mega in a long time.
I like that, though, when I think of a comic that I haven't looked at in a long time and then go look at it.
Yeah. And I always forget that it's Super Mega Comics, not just Super Mega.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's all the questions. And Natural Selection says, I was listening to the November 26th show where you said you guys were doomed to repeat yourselves. On that note, why don't you let Mrs. Skullhead and Zlyania do another show? They're not in the same state anymore.
Yeah.
So, what do you want to talk about now, guys? Xenophobe stopped talking.
Yeah, well, I was reading Perry Bible Fellowship comics.
Oh. I haven't looked at Perry Bible Fellowship in a long time either.
They haven't added many new ones.
Oh. In how long?
I don't know.
Riff, what do you want to talk about?
Plus, you guys were talking about things that I didn't know anything about, so. Hi.
Butter Safe looks like, it looks a little bit like Perry Bible Fellowship.
Black Temple is fun.
Black Temple is fun?
Yeah. The boss fights are hard.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you been going to Zulaman at all?
No, not really. I went in for one of the bosses and the Hexalord Malacrest one, and he was kind of a pain in the ass.
I went in once. We beat the bear guy and then couldn't beat the lynx guy.
The lynx guy is supposed to be a pretty big cockblock.
Yeah, we knew how to do it. Yeah. We just couldn't keep it up.
He's like, he goes nuts on a clothy, and then it's all over.
Okay, so I'll read this Buttersafe comic because it looks kind of funny.
This is a fantastic radio.
It is. Yeah, the turtle mace sure does look like olive oil.
Is that like the Z's graphic looking like the Brian graphic?
Yeah, it is. Because the tiny little figurine of olive oil that you get as a quest reward at level 11 is exactly like the turtle mace.
I don't really know anything to talk about, personally.
Yeah, we could see if a dead heart wants to take over early.
Yeah. We could play 15 minutes of music. I guess we don't have to play 10.
Yeah, by my clock, we only have 7 minutes of time to fill.
Could probably cop out early.
Yeah, I'll have to see if ADH is ready.
Oh, Buttersafe is pretty good.
Stifer says, "Dear guys, who is your favorite Street Fighter character?" I like Dalsim conceptually, but I always play Rue.
I always played Blanca.
I would always play Guile because I could hold back on the back key before the match started and open with a jump kick to automatically get a lead.
I see. My wife says, "I have a radio bugbear question. Will you say Senor Pooh?"
Send your poo where?
The home office in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Amp Zafric says, Lord of the Rings or Star Wars? I mean, it depends on what for.
Yeah.
Man, I want the goddamn... I really want this. I just really, really want this. Lego Star Wars Advent Calendar.
Yeah.
And, you know, like...
And what's the...
You know, I would pay like $100 for it. If it was a little... Like a $5 Lego Star Wars set every day for 25 days. That'd be more than $100. But still, you know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
right? I mean,
yeah.
Like the... You know, the... Like the little miscellaneous things that came with a lot of the Star Wars sets, right? Like the... There was the set that was the 2 speeder bikes.
Mm-hmm.
Which I bought that, and I have no idea... It's not on display with my other Star Wars Legos. But it came with like a little tree... with Luke Skywalker standing next to it in the Endor commando outfit, right? Like that, a little tree with Luke Skywalker, a little stump with some snakes on it and Yoda for one day, you know. One day is a couple stormtroopers and one of those little gun emplacements.
Yeah.
You know, one day is a Hoth trooper with the little radar dish. I'm telling you, I would pay $100 for that. The advent calendar last year, the Lego advent calendar, I kind of just don't want to buy the one this year. You know, it was neat having a little Lego set to put together every day, but they're all
really kind of weird and lame.
Yeah, they were just like, oh, here's a desk from the airport.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, maybe this year's has a better theme.
I mean, how would you feel about an advent calendar where, you know, the first 4 days were the 4 walls of a building that then the 5th, 6th, and 7th days were furniture for or whatever?
Yeah.
That's not really the way that Lego buildings are constructed, you know? But you could figure out some way to interlock and to interlace. Perhaps, mm-hmm. One of the Lego Advent Calendar guys could sell you a chicken with poison interlaced with the meat. Amp Zafric says, "Will the traitor ever come back? He is missed. He'll eventually come back. Woot Light says, can you tell us when the Crimbo season will begin this year? It'll begin in December.
Woo!
I'm eventually just going to take this mouse out into the street and just beat it against the street by the cord
until it works.
There's nothing left.
Until it works.
The first time I ever just destroyed something just for the satisfaction of destroying it, it was a mouse that came with this Packard Bell computer that I had in high school. I have this real problem with ball mice because my hands are really sweaty, and so the balls get gunked up with crap that sticks to the mouse pad, right? Like, you know, I can just wash the mouse. Like, my mouse, I wash it every couple of weeks, you know, clean it off with some Lysol, and it's just fine. Doesn't get gross, you know. Optical mice just work perfectly. I was buying optical mice even when they were, like, $100 because they were just so much better for me than a ball mouse. I would have to, like, take apart the ball mouse and clean off the goddamn rollers, like, every couple of days, or else the mouse would just stop working.
Yeah,
but I had one mouse that was just so bad that when I was in high school, I saved up my paychecks. Yeah, I was able to buy a mouse with one paycheck. I had a minimum wage job, after all. Wasn't working for less than that. Got a new mouse, and then just, broke the shit out of that mouse, threw it in the trash. Felt just fine about it. It was those mice with, like, the ridged buttons on it, like the little, like, the sort of serrated surface on the buttons. It was terrible. Fucking Packard Bell, man. Packard fucking Bell. I need to, I need to pick a song. I need to pick a short song at this point. Perhaps a Cake song.
Cake? It is a lie.
What? The Cake is not a lie.
Is too.
All right. Gonna go out on some Cake and leave you in the capable and friendly arms of a dead heart. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Good night.
Thank you.